Hello all. It's been a while since I dropped into the email box with a audio message. So this one is for you all moving through the Lion's Gate, which is on 8-8. So I want to talk about the path of embodiment, what that means for you, what that is truly attuning you to, and the dismemberment that is happening as a collective, and also very individually, very personally, and also the death passage that is happening in this process as well. So take a breath, and not a superficial one, but actually a very deep one. And I want you to drop into your body as far as you can go. Into your belly, into your root, into your legs, and just let it all go just for a moment. Because if you're spiraling, collapsing, confronting things you thought you had already healed, I want to be the first one to repeat this to you, that you're not broken. What's happening is there's a deeper initiation. And this is the path of embodiment, and it really begins when integration ends. So let me explain. Integration is when you finally see the old story isn't true anymore. You feel the insight actually land. You feel the survival pattern itself crack. You start to whisper, I think I'm done with this now. But what about embodiment? Embodiment is when you stop pretending. It's when you act on the truth your soul already knows before the world reflects it back to you. So it's quite terrifying. You think you're crazy because embodiment threatens the mind's control. It dissolves the illusion that survival is the safest thing we know. That's why the spiritual world keeps selling integration like that's enough. But this Lion's Gate, it's devouring illusions. It's taking what you, quote, understand and asking you to actually live it. It's pulling us through a mental and also a physical death spiral that started in July, and it's coming to head now. And the question rising through the rubble is, what truth are you ready to embody right now? For instance, what's under your feet? What actually nourishes you, not as an idea, but as breath, as a drumbeat, as a lived reality? What do you feel underneath all the strategy, the spirals, and the stories? Because here's the real raw truth. Embodiment happens the moment you stop trying to escape the emotion and let it show you what's real. Grief, shame, fear, anger. They will try to pull you back into illusion. But if you stay with them long enough in your body, all the way down to the bottom, you'll find the medicine underneath. And at the bottom of fear is power. At the bottom of shame is innocence and belonging. The bottom of rage is your real voice. And the one who has told you to shut up, the one who made unconscious agreements to hide, the one that is asking you to walk now. And when you feel all the way through, when you say what needs to be said, when you scream what needs to be allowed to rise, you collapse the tower. Not out of destruction, but because truth can't live inside the old construct, the old tower anymore. That, my friends, is embodiment. Standing in the rubble, breathing and saying, I'm sorry, I love you so much, please forgive me. Let's build what is real now. And that is terrifying. And that is when you get the support to build it. Not alone, not in shame, but as a version of you who no longer negotiates with distortion. This Lionsgate, it's not cute. It's not sparkles and butterflies and wishes. It's freaking holy. It's a no bullshit gate. It shatters you and offers you the blueprint to rebuild in the same week. So let yourself feel. Let yourself rage. Let yourself tell the truth. And when you're ready to walk the spiral of embodiment with others who are building again, I'll meet you there, because that is what we do in Unhinge Yourself and also the Integration Temple. Remember, you're not broken. You are actually remembering from the inside out. Let's go.